I just wanted you to elaborate, Bob, on the fact that in the past the Federal Reserve could keep oil down, they could keep gold down. Now they're failing, and that's the scariest thing of all, is that they wanted their cake and eat it too. They wanted to pay off all these debts with fiat currency, but now everybody's running from the dollar, and they're unable to control the slide. I mean, to be clear, they want to implode the middle class. They just want it to be more orderly. This is not orderly, and they know that then it could be blamed on them who actually did it.
Well, you know, Alex, yesterday you said that the people behind the scenes, the Illuminati, the elitists, didn't expect that this downturn was going to be as vicious as it is, and they stand to lose everything. And that's what they're terrified about. This thing is out of hand, out of their hands. They are terrified. And your program and programs like it, and my publications and other publications like it, are driving them up a tree. They don't know what to do. And we have got them on the run, and we've got to capitalize on this. All of you people out there, you've got to tell all your friends, this is what's really going on. And it's live. You can turn on CNBC and watch what's going on.
Bob, do you agree with...
You can watch the manipulation.
Do you agree with what I keep saying, that we have got to expose that they are behind all of this, or they'll be able to pose as the saviors yet again? But if we blame it on who actually did it, we can use this against them, and this could bring them down.
You're absolutely right, Alex. In spades. This is a chance of a lifetime for people who want to bring down the Illuminati, the people who have been destroying civilization for 1,000 years.
Stay there, Bob Chapman. When we come back, we are going to get more into what you see happening in the short, mid, and then long term. Final segment with Bob Chapman, then open phones, and Dr. Stan Monteith. Stay with us.